We continue today in our journey through the Tefillah of Shachris, and we're going to spend one more day, Mirat Hashem, on the Tefillah of Matovu. So yesterday we spoke about the opening phrase of this beautiful Tefillah. Today I want to draw your attention to the last phrase, where we say, Va'ani Tefillah Siluch Hashem. My Tefillah for you, my Tefillah, my prayer is to you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Eis Ratzon, may it be an auspicious time. Elokim berov chastecha, Kodesh Baruch Hu, in your abundant kindness and compassion, aneni bi emes yishecha. Answer me, respond to me in the truthfulness of your salvation. But the great tzaddik, the Megala Amukos, understands this phrase a little bit differently. He says, you have to read it as follows. Va'ani tefila si. When I daven by myself, when I am by myself, my tefila is just me and HaKodesh Baruch Hu, dehainu tefila biyechidus. Literally, I'm davening without a minion. Just me. As hininit sarich lechakos lecha Hashem. The name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, remember, different names of God represent different attributes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So ultimately, again, Hashem, which is the name spelled Yud-Hei, Vav-Hei, represents divine compassion. The Midas HaChesed. The divine attribute of compassion. So says the Megala Amukos, Va'ani tefilasi. When I daven by myself without a minion, I'm all alone. L'cho Hashem, eis ratzon. L'cho Hashem, excuse me, eis ratzon. I have to wait for you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I have to wait for divine compassion until it is an eis ratzon, an auspicious time. And the Megala Amukos says, what does this mean? He says, when a person davens by themselves, they don't have the power of a tzibur. They don't have the power of the collective. They don't have the power of a minion. And there is only so much you could accomplish on your own. Therefore, when it's Anisa Filasi, in order to access Yud Kei Vav Kei, in order to access the God of Compassion, Isratzen, you need an auspicious time. The Megala Mukos explains, what's an example of an auspicious time? He explains, Aseres Yimei Tshuva, the 10 days of repentance, Elul, and then Rosh Hashanah through Yom Kippur, that's an auspicious time. A time when God makes himself even more available than usual. A time when God exercises an incredible amount of divine compassion. So if you're davening by yourself, va'anisa filasi, under normal circumstances, the God of compassion is not really accessible to you. The God of strict justice is the one who you dialogue with. But the God of compassion is only accessible if you are by yourself when it is an esrat in an auspicious time. Conversely, Elokim berov chasdecha. Elokim, but ultimately, again, the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Elokim. Elokim, which represents Midas Hadin, the divine attribute of strict justice, that can be encountered, Birov. That can be encountered when you're davening with a collective. In other words, that even if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is interacting with me through the prism of strict justice, it's okay. As long as I'm davening together with the collective. As long as I am embedded in part of a larger group, as long as I am not accessing God as an individual, by myself, and all alone, then I'm confident that I could go ahead and face HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even the God of strict justice, ultimately again, Berov, as long as I'm with the collective. See what the Megala Amukos is saying. There are two different paradigms of prayer. There's Va'ani Tefilasi, when I am by myself, then as much as I yearn to access the God of compassion, Yud Hei, and then Vav Hei, Hashem, I can't do that on my own. I need an Eis Ratzon. But when you daven with a minion, when you daven with a collective, when you're part of a tzibur, when you're part of a kehila, then Berov Chasdecha. Then even when you're with the Rov, right, with the collective, you can even turn the God of strict justice into the God of Chesed, into the God of kindness. And I saw this today by the Megala Amukos, and I was taken by it. I was taken by it because the Rebbe is teaching us an incredible insight, which is the power of davening with the collective, the power of davening with a group. And then right after I learned this, I was heartbroken. Because my dear friend, like you, for the last 6 weeks, I have not had the privilege to daven with a minyan. And I missed so badly the Barchus and the Kaddish and the Yemei Yehi Shmirah and the Kiddusha and the Kriyas HaTorah and so many of the beautiful things that we do day in and day out that I have to be honest. Until 6 weeks ago, I fundamentally and profoundly took for granted. But here I'm learning the Megala Amukos. And the Megala Amukos is saying that as I daven as an individual, and it's true, I get to daven with my chavirim on Zoom. It's wonderful. And Baruch Hashem, we had beautiful minyanim. And my own tefillas, I feel, have been able to grow under these circumstances. But then I see the Megal HaMukos. And the Megal HaMukos tells me that as an individual, when I daven alone, the ani, tefillasi, when I am by myself, I can't always access the God of compassion. I have to wait till Yamim Nora, Maseres Yemei Teshuva, Chodesh Elul. But if I only had my minyan, then even Elokim, even the God of strict justice, could be transformed into the God of Chesed. But there's a last phrase. And the last phrase is, Aneni be'emes yishecha. I say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So what it literally means is, answer me with the truth of your salvation. But perhaps we could read the phrase a little bit differently. Aneni HaKadosh Baruch Hu, answer me. And be'emes, because I come to you with a truthful and upright heart. See, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when I stand before you, I may not be with the minyan. And to be honest, even at times when I'm with the minyan, I'm there with my body, but my heart and my soul and my mind are somewhere else. See, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I come to you often in a state of imperfection. But I want you to know that I come to you with emes. I come to you with a heart filled with truth. Which truth? That I want a relationship with you. That I want a connection with you. That I love you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even if my actions don't always look that way. That I feel connected to you, even in those times where perhaps I seem to be a bit distant. That I know that I am wholly reliant on you. Even though sometimes, I make it look like I am the master of my own fate. I come to you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with a truthful heart. A heart that is filled with longing. A heart that is filled with yearning. A heart that is filled with a desire just to want to be close to you. And what does the Tila say? Aneni, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, answer me because I come to you with a truthful heart. Be'emes Yishecha. Then we will find the salvation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Perhaps what the tefillah is telling us is, as powerful as davening with a minyan is, there's something even more powerful than the rov. There's something even more powerful than the collective. And that's the power of a heart filled with emes. It's the power of a heart filled with the true and honest desire to connect, to forge relationship, to create a meaningful and beautiful relationship with the Ribono Shel Olam. If I come to my tefillah experience with a heart of emes, then I truly believe that I too could dialogue with the God of compassion. And even if at the beginning of the dialogue, it's the God of strict justice who comes to greet me, I'm confident that I could win him over with a heart that is filled with emes. So my dear friends, we should be zocheh mi'artz Hashem to be able to once again daven together Birov, together in the collective with our minyanim. But until that time, and even after we're given that privilege again, let's work on davening with a heart of emes. That when we're there, when we're davening, let's be present. When we're davening, let's engage. And when we open our mouths to speak to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's not just about the words that you say, but it's about the emotion you bring to the experience. That at some point in time during your davening, say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I love you. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I want you. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I need you. That's a tefillah of emes that comes from a heart of emes. And when you have a tefillah that is uttered with words of emes from a heart of emes, there is no telling what we could accomplish. Halavai, we should be zocheh mi'artz Hashem to be together again soon. But halavai, we should always be zocha to daven from a heart that is infused and filled with an overwhelming sense of emes. Emes in the way we feel, emes in the way we communicate, emes in the way we create our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Wishing everyone a wonderful day.